No car for colored ladies, or Miss Wells Goes Off on the Rails by Evie Shockley. Memphis, 1883. She wasn't born a hero, you know. Once she was 20, 4 years an orphan, 18 years free. With a passion for Bronte and a weakness for fashion, she might drop a month of her schoolteacher's salary on clothing at Minkin's Palatial Emporium to dress as befits a lady. She pays to ride first class that autumn afternoon, knowing she looks the part, full skirt, cinched waist, gloves, crown. Boarding, she peeps the drunken white man smoking up the colored car. And no, she's not buying it. Her place is in the ladies' car. I know she wasn't born a hero, but once Ida B. Wells addresses what befits a lady who pays to ride first class, to drift into any which seat she selects, she's becoming one. Outfit be damned, she resists her ouster till her sleeve's torn and the conductor's bleeding. She'll pull these threads until the whole threadbare lie of lynching unravels.